From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Matthew, a powerful Category 3 storm, approached the Bahamas late Wednesday with sustained winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour after causing widespread damage and flooding in Haiti. At least 10 people have been killed on the island of Hispaniola that makes up Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Damage also reported in nearby Cuba. Tens of thousands have been displaced. The storm described as the worst to impact Haiti in half a century. The U.S. is dispatching helicopters to help in search and rescue operations and to ferry supplies. Haiti had to postpone its presidential election. The storm is expected to strengthen before it impacts Florida's eastern coast later Thursday. As many as 2 million people in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina have left coastal areas for the safety of the interior. An American was killed in Ethiopia amid ongoing anti-government protests. The U.S. Embassy said the woman died when stones were thrown at her vehicle on the outskirts of the capital, Addis Ababa. A religious festival Sunday turned violent after police fired tear gas at protesters, starting a stampede that killed at least 55 people. Syria's military says it's scaling back its bombardment of the rebel-held sector of Aleppo to allow civilians to reach safe areas. The announcement came as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov spoke by telephone Wednesday on world events that included Syria. This is VOA News. Russia Wednesday further curtailed its cooperation with the United States by suspending joint research on nuclear energy projects, including one on uranium conversion. The Russian Foreign Ministry said it no longer trusts Washington in such a sensitive sphere. Monday, the Kremlin ordered a halt to an agreement with the U.S. on the disposal of weapons-grade plutonium. The United Nations said the Paris Agreement on climate change will legally come into force November 4th, a move that was welcomed by President Obama. He called it a historic day in the fight to protect our planet for future generations. The landmark agreement signed in Paris aims to cut greenhouse gas emissions, most of which are generated by the use of fossil fuels, in an effort to reduce global warming. Canada, Nepal, and 7 European Union countries ratified the pact on Wednesday, bringing the total number of governments that have approved it to 73 so far. In Colombia, further talks are planned between President Juan Manuel Santos and the opposition to try to salvage a peace agreement with Marxist rebels that was narrowly defeated in a popular referendum on Sunday. Mr. Santos said he listened for several hours to the concerns of the deal's critics, including former president and current senator Alvaro Uribe. Opponents view the agreement as too lenient toward rebels who carried on a half-century violence that left a 250,000 dead. Belgian prosecutors said two police officers were stabbed by a knife-wielding man in Brussels Wednesday, and the case was being treated as a possible terrorist attack. Police said the officers did not suffer any life-threatening injuries. The attacker was shot and is currently in police custody. Two police women were stabbed in August while two others were assaulted last month. Belgium has been on high alert since 32 people were killed in suicide bombing attacks on the Brussels airport and subway system on March 22nd, attacks that were claimed by Islamic State. Two opposition leaders in Zambia, including presidential candidate Hakainde Hichilema, were detained by police Wednesday and charged with sedition and unlawful assembly. The vice president of the United Party for National Development, Jeffrey Mwamba, was also arrested. Meanwhile, dozens of their supporters have also been detained. Mr. Hichilema has disputed the August election that was won by incumbent President Edgar Lungu. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.